I'm now joined with Endolini from Ballymun Library to talk about their free outdoor July summer events for children. Good morning, Enda. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning, Johnny.
Enda, the Dublin Circus Project will be held on Saturday 10th of July next. Tell us all about it.
Well, Johnny, what we're doing this year at Dublin City Libraries is, because under government restrictions we can't hold events within the library, we're currently open just for browse and borrow at the moment. So some of the libraries in the city are going to have outdoor events, and we've a few coming up in Ballymun because we have a lovely outdoor space there. And our first event is going to be on the 10th of July, and it's the Dublin Circus Project. They're going to visit the library, and these are trained circus performers. They're going to show kids how to be circus stars with a workshop from the performers, but also they're going to put on two shows as well. So stuff like how to be how to be a clown, and the variety of skills that people need, you know, in order to put on a show in the circus. So Dublin's finest circus performers are lined up. They're visiting Ballymun. They've been sewing their costumes and practicing their tricks all throughout lockdown, and they're raring to show us in Ballymun what they've got. So what we have is, we have a workshop on the 10th of July between 11 and 12 p.m. And then there's going to be two shows, one at 1:30 to 2:30, and then one from 3 p.m. to 3:30 p.m. And as with all events in public libraries, it's admission is free. But again, because of limitations on numbers under social distancing and COVID restrictions, booking is required. And if people want to come along, they can book under Eventbrite, and that booking will be open, and you can just search for the event under Dublin Circus Project at Ballymun Library.
Okay, so it's for 6 to 12 year olds, and numbers, as you said, are limited to 20 yeah. per session, and pods of up to 4. Would that be right?
Yeah, that's right. And we have to be very strict about that, again, because of government restrictions, which is fair enough.
The workshop is from 11 a.m. until 12 noon. What actually happens at the workshop? Is it that you mentioned earlier? They're taught how to be clowns and so on?
Yeah. The circus performers will be showing them a variety of tricks, maybe giving tips on, you know, how to dress up as a clown, things like that, and showing the kids tricks and maybe a few movement exercise, because as you can appreciate, circus performers are great athletes, and they can do things that us mere mortals can't. So they'd be giving the kids an insight into just exactly what it takes to be a circus performer. So I think it'll be good.
Oh, okay. And all children, they must be accompanied by at least one adult.
That's right, yeah. Oh, okay. And observe social distancing at all times. But just to mention, Dublin City Libraries are working with an event management company called Limelight, who are very experienced in this area and in organising events, particularly outdoor events. So they're going to be there on the day to just make sure we're doing everything according to plan and to help out. So it's great to have their cooperation.
There's also an outdoor event being held on Wednesday 21st. It's entitled Hive Mind, The Ultimate Brainstorm. Tell us about it.
Yeah, this is on the 21st of July. It's for children aged 7 to 9 or 10 to 12. And it is by an Irish company called Grand Stretch. And the event is called Hive Mind, The Ultimate Brainstorm Outdoors. And it's improvisers from Grand Stretch are swarming to play outdoors, and they're buzzing for the kids in the Ballymun area to join us. They'll be playing their favourite side-splitting, thrill-seeking theatre games, telling hair-raising stories together, taking each other on whirlwind adventures, and making absolute scenes out of fresh air. So it's an hour of imaginative play, improvisation. It's fast-paced, fun-filled, free-flowing hour of pure creativity, spontaneity and laughter. Now, there's going to be three separate shows on the 21st of July. The first show runs from 11 a.m. to 11:45 a.m. and that's for children aged 7 to 9. The second show is 12:45 p.m. to 1:30 p.m. That's for children aged 10 to 12. And the third show is 2:30 p.m. to 3:15 p.m. and that's for children aged 10 to 12 as well. And again, admission free, but booking required. The bookings will go up on Eventbrite, And you can book, you can search Eventbrite under Hivemind at Ballymun Library. And again, these events will be outdoors. They will be supervised, but adults have to accompany children. And we will be observing the usual requirements around social distancing.
And places are limited to 8 per session. Would that be right?
That's right.
They would need to book early.
Yeah. I mean, but hopefully we have the 3 shows. So, but the advice would be to book early. This is a new initiative for us in Ballymun Library and Dublin City Libraries, in that we're hosting these events outdoors. So we're really excited about them. It's just great to be able to provide something for the children in the area. So we're really looking forward to it. But as I say, spaces are limited. So if you could get onto Eventbrite to book your places, it'd be great, just to avoid disappointment.
Yes, of course. By the way, what are the current opening hours for the library itself?
Yeah, the current opening hours are slightly different, just because we're working under restrictions. So we are open from 1 p.m. to 8 p.m. on Mondays and Thursdays. And then on Tuesdays, Wednesdays, Fridays and Saturdays, we're open at 10 a.m. and we close at 4 p.m. Now, currently, public libraries are offering a browse and borrow service. So you can come in, take books out or DVDs, return books, return DVDs. But there's no access to our public computers, but you can. We still have our printing services. I know an awful lot of people use that service in the public libraries. So you can come in and print things off. It's just that you wouldn't have access to our public computers themselves.
Okay, and anyone can actually avail of the online library services without having to physically finalise the membership application in the library itself.
That's right. Yeah. And you can apply for membership online. So if you go to their Dublin City Libraries webpage, you can apply for a library ticket, and then you can come in with your apply for your library ticket online, and then come into the library later with just a proof of address, and you can sign up and get your ticket there. But we do have an awful lot of resources online for the public that they can use.
By the way, are there plans for any events in August for children?
Yes, we do. We have a programme of events in August. We have Summer Stories with Maria is coming up on the 4th of August. We have a play for children, a drama for children based on James Joyce's Ulysses, which looks really, really interesting, again on the 4th of August. We have a festival workshop on the 4th of August, and then we have a storybook treasure trail on the 14th of August. We'll be finalising those details and advertising them at the towards the end of the month. Booking for those events in August won't become available until the 21st of July. But if you keep an eye on the Ballymun Library Facebook page, or on the Dublin City Library's social media channels, or you can contact us at the library at ballymunlibrary@dublincity.ie if you want information in advance of these, but we will be launching them later on in the month.
Right, so we leave it there for today, unless, of course, anything else you'd like to mention?
No, just to say thanks to Near FM for their support, and it's just been great to have people coming back to the library. We know how much the people in the Ballymun area love their library. They're great patrons and great supporters of us, and it's just been really gratifying and great to see people coming back and using their library. So just want to thank everybody for their support, and if you're not a member of the library, get in contact with us, come down and avail of our services.
And thanks again for joining us. Nice talking with you. All the best. Do take care.
Thanks, Johnny.
You're welcome. Now, that was Enda Leaney from Ballymun Library talking about their free outdoor July summer events for children.